This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. You need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of it. No, head up to the website, realside.com. Put your email address in there. I'll wait. No, seriously. I want your email address. We send out an email a week. We're checking on some of them. I guess some people are having trouble getting it. We're going to check on it and see what's going on with it. But we send out an email a week. If you want to do it by email, then, you know, sign up for the text messaging. Text us is TRS at 55222. This is text TRS to 55222. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I mean, I'm not going to waste your time. I do the best I can to make sure you get the information you need to be successful, well, politically and in other ways as well. I love stories like this. Later on in the Pastor David Hay is going to join me. We're going to talk about some of the things that are going on in the news right now. You've got half the pastors in this country, in America, right? They're worried they're going to offend someone if they preach on controversial topics. Let me tell you what. I know some of you are going to leave me in a minute. If your pastor's afraid or shies away from topics, social topics, that are 180 degrees from God's word, you need to be 180 degrees from that parish, 180 degrees from that church. Because if you read the Bible at all, you read anything about Jesus, Jesus was not afraid to hit controversial topics. He was not afraid to call out the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Topics about abortion. I mean, all kinds of stuff are in the Bible, clearly talked about. And if you're one of those smart butts that's going to write me an email, Joe, the Bible doesn't say anything about abortion or being gay or being a lesbian or being transgender or... Yeah, shut up. Just shut up. Seriously. You know why I say it that way? You're right. Because you couldn't go to the store and buy a pack of Marlboros back then. But the Bible does talk about abusing your body. And last I checked, now again, if you're a smoker and you love it, good luck to you. If you're trying to quit, then we'll put you on our prayer list. God did not design your lungs to suck in smoke. Just like the vaping, I love this stuff. Your lungs weren't designed to suck in water. If water was the way to go, then you'd get gills. You would have had gills, now wouldn't you? But my point is, for those of you who think you're so smart, God doesn't say anything about, doesn't say anything about smoking, right? Or about cigarettes, you're right. I mean, we can have a field day with some of the emails that I get on this stuff. Remember, if you just tuned in, and it's for the whole show, I'm not gonna do it to an hour, and I will name it in the last hour. If you want a copy of the Gosnell the movie sent to you for free, Zippo, no charge to the emailing party, the 25th email I get, and you can send as many as you want. The 25th email I get, we'll get a copy of this movie for free. Now, the only caveat is you got to tell me. You got to send me an email or at least be willing to come on and talk about the movie afterward, what your thoughts were. It's not gory, but what will happen is you're going to see how people not stepping up allow this guy to kill, and you heard me, kill so many babies, kill so many women. And the sad part about it was originally they were getting him on something else, and then it was the women dying that got the dander of the police up, and abortion was somewhere down on the line. We're also going to talk about a little bit how no religion now is as popular as Catholicism or evangelicals, for that matter. Really sad. Hungary's top diplomat praises Trump on the NATO push. I want you to think about that. You know, we hear how much they hate us back there. We hear how Trump has no friends, you know, over in Europe or that area. Hello? Guess what? They lied to you again. Hungary's top diplomat, in an interview with Fox News, praised President Trump's push for the NATO partnership to boost military spending. He said the administration's treatment of Central European countries as allies represents a stark contrast from what he called, you ready for this one? The lecturing of the Obamas, and that's all Obama did. Told you how great he was, how smart he was, and by telling you what to do, it just shows you how smart he is. This is sick and sad. Since the current administration has been in power, the relationships have totally changed, and the relationship is based on mutual respect, not somebody talking down to you at the end of their nose. The foreign minister said that was not the case before. So before this administration took office, lecturing was basically the right expression to describe our relationship. Right, the diplomat's comments came just days after Hungary and the U.S. signed a new defense cooperation agreement. A State Department official told Fox News that the new agreement means the U.S. and Hungary will be better positioned to meet and overcome current and future challenges that threaten stability in the region. Now, he also hailed the agreement as a clear signal of the change that has come to the U.S. Hungarian relationship since Trump entered the White House has done nothing but been strengthened. It's difficult to see the two countries have grown closer during the Trump administration. Both the Hungarian prime minister and Trump have won elections running campaigns heavy on nationalism. Many in Europe are winning campaigns on nationalism. People want to direct their own future. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes with Pastor David Haig. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And no, there are no free rides. It was a great song in the 70s, but whoopee ding. There's no free rides, so don't get all excited. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And if I didn't have a pastor on the line, there was a comment I could make about a lot of free stuff you could get back in the 70s, but I'm going to keep it cool. I am Joe Messina, your host. Pastor David Haig joins me. Always appreciate his time with me when he's around and in town. Pastor, thanks for being with me.
Joe, big whoopee ding? Is that what you just said? Whoopee ding? That's clean
language.
Epitome of intellect. That's I'm intellectual comment clean. There, yeah. Yeah, well, that's good. I hope so. That's good.
You know,
it's great to be with you always.
We do what we can. Anyway, hey,
that's right.
You know, our hearts and prayers. I'm so glad that nobody, you know, in the Notre Dame Cathedral fire, I'm very, very happy that nobody got hurt, nobody got killed, and, you know, parts and pieces could be replaced, but glad to hear that everybody came out of that alive. Sorry to see a piece of history like that destroyed like that, but, again, glad people are kept alive. You know, we were talking about that before we came on. Interesting how something like that, a religious article, a religious building, somehow pulls people together. I don't get it. I'm that cold. I'm totally lost.
Yeah, there's, you know, I can give you a theological reason for it, is that whenever tragedy strikes, 9/11 comes to mind, even when there's, you know, a terrorist thing or a, you know, a terrible fire that wipes out a whole village or a city. There's something inside of humanity that says, okay, in times of desperation, we sure hope there's a God. And if there is, we're going to pray. I mean, how many newscasters of all kinds of different philosophies and religions, when something bad happens, they always say on the news, our thoughts and prayers are with you. And, of course, you know, being a theologian as I am, I often am cynical about people who have no time for any kind of religion or God. In times of stress, they'll say, yeah, our thoughts and prayers are with you. So I could boil it down theologically to the fact that humanity is made in the image of God, that there is something about humanity that represents the divine. And try as you might, you can't get rid of that. It's there inside all of us, even though we most people just kind of keep it hidden. But when tragedy strikes, man, we sure hope there's a God. And if there is, we want him on our side. And so we pray, you know, we do whatever we need to do to try and get God on our side. Then when things are good, of course, then we just kind of say, well, we're good on our own. So when you see people kneeling and praying when Notre Dame is burning, some of it is absolutely good religion. Some of it is these people realize that building represents the monument to their faith.
Right.
But I would imagine that some of them are just saying, man, that's part of French culture, French history, tourism. It's a beautiful building, even if you don't believe in God, and it's a horrible thing that it's on fire.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. You know, it's fun. Here we go. Back to my high school days. You know, you get in these situations in life where you decide that all of a sudden you're going to believe in God, at least for 6 or 7 minutes. You're, all right, God, get me out of this. And I promise I won't do it again, or whatever. I always found that, and still today with some of my adult friends doing the same thing, I always find that quite interesting. Go ahead. Do you want to comment on that? You can.
Well, I'm just, you know, it's foxhole Christianity. It happened a lot in the war. You know, God, if you get us out of this fox, if you get me out of this bombing, I'll serve you forever. Bombs stop, and then the guy said, well, never mind. I'm good on my own.
I didn't mean forever, forever. I meant...
Well, I think the problem is that we fundamentally as humans have a wrong idea of God, of deity. We tend to believe, even Christ followers from time to time fall into this. They say, well, I've done this for God, so now he works for me. He's going to make me healthy, wealthy, and wise. And that's a kind of religion that isn't really true. God doesn't work for us. We work for him. We're here to demonstrate his glory and his goodness and his character to our fellow man. He's not, you know, a life coach. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that religion in America, for instance, is so insipid, because we have become God and we've asked him to work for us rather than the other way around.
Well, I think we've even got to the point that we know better than he does. I mean, we've got people who claim to be God, or pastors, preachers, church organizations as a whole, that decide that they know better than God what certain things mean. And, you know, God couldn't have possibly known about the Internet or Lady Gaga, so, you know, he's behind the times.
It's known in theological circles as a progressive hermeneutic, that we now know more than the people who lived in the biblical era, that people that, you know, wrote the Bible. We know more now than they do. So what they wrote in the Bible, the ethics, the sexual ethics, the business ethics,
yep.
You know, what it means to know God. They only knew a little bit. We know way more, so you can just kind of put the Bible on the shelf and live according to your own sense of what is right and wrong.
Yep.
When actually, those who were saying that have just taken us back to Eden, when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil because they thought they would know good from bad, and all they did was bring bad into the world.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. It's, hey, all right, so before we get to a couple of stories they sent you, you
yep.
saw the movie Unplanned with me. I was honored to have a lot of those guys
absolutely.
Around me.
Yeah.
And now, I know you know, and talking to some of my Christian friends, I thought it was quite interesting that from a sense knowledge-wise, they knew that God doesn't want them to commit abortion. They didn't want them to have abortions. But some of them said to me, until I saw the movie, I didn't understand the reality. Did it do anything for you?
Right. Well, I knew the reality, and I did a whole thing on Sunday after I saw it. I encouraged all of our people to go see it, and I talked about, you know, what abortion really is and why we're totally against it. And I also just made the point that women have to wake up to the fact that abortion is bad for women. Half of the babies that are born, that are aborted, never got to be women. So if it's a feminist movement, they're actually shooting themselves in the foot. And they also, you know, you've got predatory males who prey on women, get them pregnant, and then the women turn to a male-dominated abortion industry. I just can't understand how women think that abortion is a feminist power, you know, power position, that we've got to be able to do this. It's killing them.
Yep.
Literally.
Yeah. I want to ask you, and you don't obviously don't have to give me any names or anything, if you had any conversation with congregants about whether this is something you should be talking about or shouldn't be talking about. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Bocini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Pastor David Haig with me. Always good conversation when he's on. So if you're going to get your coffee, hurry up back. You don't want to miss anything. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another presidential veto. President Trump has rejected a resolution passed by Congress to withdraw U.S. support from the war in Yemen. He calls the resolution a dangerous attempt to weaken his constitutional authority. The president has been tweeting about the upcoming release of the Mueller Russia report on Thursday. He's using words like con job. His advisor, Kellyanne Conway, says the Democrats in Congress should accept the findings and move on.
They ought to, I think, spend more time in these hearings than, or more time on Capitol Hill doing the business of the people who they work for, than trafficking in conspiracy theories that are simply laughable and unproven and won't be proved in those 400 pages either.
Attorney General William Barr is expected to release a version that's redacted on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking. Don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
And I know some of those people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5506. You can also see this pretty little face, if you want to, on America's Voice News. We're on there every night. You can check that out online. Same thing with Jewel TV. They're coming up with the Patriot Channel. We'll be carried on there as well. You can hear us on, I think we're up to 52 stations across the country. God bless. I really appreciate you guys that are doing some donations. There's a big donation button on the website. We appreciate the financial support you've given us. As you see that social media, they keep pushing us down, squelching us down. And even as of late, those of you who are looking for emails, I have people sending me screenshots of how the email is not coming through, and it's also being marked as spam and not coming through. So if you want to get messages or if you want to get updates on what we're going to talk about, simply text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Let me bring him right back on. I always enjoy my time and my conversation with him. Pastor David Haig is with me tonight. He's the pastor of a large church in North Los Angeles County, and I do appreciate his time and his input and his insight into these issues. Pastor Haig, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe.
You know, this abortion thing, it hit me about 2 years ago. I've always kind of talked about it on the show off and on, but it really started hitting me a few years ago, and we were talking offline about Gosnell, the movie, the baby butcher. And, you know, as I started reading about him a few years back, the thing that hit me the most about that movie in particular, and we'll get to the congregation question in a minute, but the thing that hit me about that movie in particular was the area that they lived in, the area that this was taking place in, had a heavy Christian/Catholic people who lived there. And they knew what was going on, and nobody rocked the boat. And it bothered me to no end, because people put political correctness in front of God and before protecting life. It just made me nuts. So this is why it's been kind of a mantra of mine.
Well, you may not even know this, but my daughter, for the last 2.5 years, has been a site director for a crisis pregnancy center. Wow. Up in Northern California.
Good.
And she can testify. She's told me that, you know, an inordinate amount, a percentage of the women who come in thinking about having abortion, that attend church, call themselves Christians, Christ followers. So there's a huge disconnect between what we are willing to say is right publicly and what we're willing to do conveniently, personally. And I think that the abortion idea has permeated, yeah, even those who claim to be Christians, with the point that what I have inside my womb is not a person. You know, it used to be, was it viable? Now we're saying, is it, does it have personhood?
Right.
And they've talked themselves into believing it's not a person, so I can do whatever I want with it. And that's just horrible for so many reasons. From my vantage point, I counsel with a lot of women who have had abortions. And they will tell me privately, it haunts me. It's the worst thing I've ever done. It was bad for my body, but it's even worse for my soul. And I can't tell everybody. And whenever it comes up, I feel guilty. The emotional price that women pay for what they think is a quick and easy and painless, convenient getting rid of something, the emotional price is much, much higher than anybody is talking about.
Wow. You know, and one of the things I was going to talk to you about, and again, I've talked to a couple of other pastors about this as well, is the congregants. You discuss this from the pulpit. Some of the people probably went and saw the movie, what have you. What was the feedback that you got from some congregants that may have come up to you and said, you know, this is great, I'm glad you're talking about this, or you shouldn't be doing this?
Well, I got largest percentage where people are saying, I'm so glad you told us about the movie. We had no idea. I mean, for most, it was the very first time they ever saw an actual footage of, you know, a baby, the occupant in a womb, being sucked out through a vacuum tube. And it is completely unsettling. The truth of abortion is horrible. I also had two or three women, I guess it was three, one through email, a couple talked to me personally and just said, you know, we just wish you wouldn't bring it up because there are women in the congregation who've had abortions. And every time you bring it up and talk about it, it's, you know, it scratches the scab off their deep hurt. And I said, well, I understand that. I also remarked to them that as I talked about it, I mentioned that that is not something that's outside the realm of God's grace. That, you know, those who, you know, where sin abounds, grace abounded even more. And then I went on to say, but these women for whom they are still paying the emotional price and they're hurting about it, they should understand more than anybody else how important it is to tell other women, don't do this. They should be part of the communication that's saying, look, I did it, and it's horrible, and I still have sleepless nights, and whatever's talked about, I feel guilty. So there's two things there. Number one, they should want other people to not do it. Number two, they need to... Excuse me. I'm sorry about that. Right. Number two, they need to be... They need to understand that God forgives. Okay, no matter what we do, if we come sincerely to Him and say, I trust in the promise you've made to me in Jesus Christ, that you're going to remove my sins as far as the east is from the west, and they're buried under the deepest sea, and God remembers them no more. Well, if God remembers them no more, then I need to bask in the garden of grace that we call the gospel and get on with my life. Part of which should be to make sure that other women don't go through this.
And that's the point. That's really the big point right there, is to make sure other women really know the truth and they really know what's going on. You know, 60% of women who have abortions, I've done these stories and it makes some people crazy, but 60% of the women that have had abortions are more susceptible to suicidal thoughts, suicidal tendencies. What does that tell you? That doesn't bring you happiness, and it doesn't bring you relief, right?
Absolutely. And I think the thing, along with what you've said, the emotional price that's paid, it confounds me that somehow abortion has become a feminine issue. That is a plank in the feminine belief system that somehow we are powerful because we have the opportunity to abort the baby that we helped to make. And I just want to remind women that, you know, if you're really a feminist and you're for women, then why in the world would you actively pursue getting rid of millions of little girls who never got the chance to be women? And then, you know, you get pregnant because of some male, some predatory male, and then you turn to a male-dominated abortion industry, billions of dollars that are going into male pockets. I mean, somehow, someday, some way, common sense has to rise up and tell women that abortion is not good for you. It's not good for you emotionally. It's not good for all the unborn women that never get to be strong, fierce women.
That's
and
right.
Thirdly, you're just lining the pockets of male doctors and administrators and owners. It's absurd.
Well, you know, one of the things in sitting with Abby Johnson, who the movie is about, and she said, you know, as you alluded to, about 70% of the people that come in the door for abortions are Christians. They claim
right.
to be Christians. I'll put it that way. They, you know, either attended a worship service or they go to church on a fairly regular basis. The other thing that I thought
right.
was interesting was she said a dirty little secret that Planned Parenthood does not want you to know is that when there are people praying outside of Planned Parenthood, whether, you know, not being violent and not being aggressive, but actually just praying, she said it's almost 75%. They lose 75% of the business that day when people are outside praying. And I think that it's like, it's wonderful. In my mind, that's wonderful. So why aren't we doing more of that?
I one of the reasons I think that a lot of Christians look into abortions is because their Christianity is all about embarrassment. They do what they do to have people think better of them. They go to church. They maybe are in a Bible study. They might even go on a missions trip. They give a little money. And they see themselves as upstanding believers. But down deep, they know that they're not. And they, you know, they get pregnant out of wedlock or they, you know, have an affair or whatever. And then the reason people praying caused them not to go through with it is, again, because embarrassment. They're living their lives not based on who they truly are, but what they want people to think. And if they can get rid of an unwanted pregnancy without anybody knowing, they're willing to do it. And that's just horribly sad. Sad for them and, quite frankly, sad for Christianity.
Okay, we're going to be back in a few minutes, and then we're going to talk about the stories I actually asked you to talk about. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. More with Pastor Haig right after the break.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We're going in.
Yeah, Rick. Yeah, yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. All right, I'll let you dance one more time. Around the table, then sit down and listen, because there's got a lot of good stuff coming up. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Pastor David Haig joins me, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate my time with him. Pastor, thanks for being with me.
You bet. My pleasure.
You know, I sent you a couple of stories, and one of them was a new report published by the General Social Survey. It says that for the first time ever, no religion is now the most popular choice for Americans, and it's tied with Catholicism and evangelicalism. You know what? That concerns me. What do you think?
Well, number one, there are several reasons for it. I've done a lot of research on this, actually, myself, and the numbers for evangelicalism are actually growing. Thank you very little. But what you've got here is you've got a society that a national culture that is anti-religion. Not just that you shouldn't have it, but if you do, keep it to yourself. Right. And there are a lot of people who are filling out surveys, filling out applications for jobs, for various grants, to be involved even as volunteers in civic organizations and ask these things. And unfortunately, people are saying, I'm not sure I want to let people know that I am religious. So, number one, I'm not sure how accurate those things are. Number two, I'm glad. I'm absolutely glad that we're finally getting to the place as a society where we have people willing to be honest and say, I'm not religious. Because for years, we've had people who said they were religious, but the religion had nothing to do with their ethic.
You know, so we, you know, all kinds of bad statistics are up in terms of violent crime and abortion and, unplanned pregnancies and people living together and drugs and alcohol in a nation that used to have a percentage of people who said 60 or 70% of them believed in God. And all I can call that is hypocrisy. So I think now, because there is kind of a, it's almost a detriment to be known as religious in our day. And so this is allowing people to actually say, you know, I'm not. And I'm glad for that. I think it should be, you know, in the Bible, if you said I was a Christ follower, it put you at risk. And that meant that anybody who really said they were a Christ follower really was. I'd love to see that happen more and more in the United States. I'd rather people be honest than be hypocrites.
I'm not laughing at you, but I'm laughing because you know some of the stuff that I go through, and even my quote-unquote brothers in Christ will say, you know, I got to do business, or I got to do this, or I've got to sell. You know, I have clients that are Jewish. You go, okay, and I'm not telling you to put your finger in their face, but you can live out your faith at work, in your job, in your life. What's the problem?
You know, I work at a university where the president is pretty well-known as a strong biblical teacher. And he went on the Ben Shapiro show probably 2 months ago. And it was amazing. He was very straightforward about his relationship with Christ and his biblical ethics and all that stuff. And after the show was over, he told me, said, yeah, one of the staffers, Ben Shapiro's staffers, asked Ben, did you mind him coming on and quoting the Bible and talking all about Christianity when you're a Jew? And Ben said, no, actually, I admire when a Christian is able to quote the Bible and has an intellectual argument for his beliefs, because that's what we need more of. And yep. This is what I believe. I believe if Christians would actually become intellectually viable and, you know, and good people, ethically honorable, I think it'd be better for Christianity than to have a bunch of people running around saying, yeah, I go to church, but I'm still having sex outside of my marriage. I'm still doing drugs. I'm still cheating on my income tax. I would love it if those people would just admit, I'm not a Christ follower, I'm a nun. N-O-N-E.
Yeah. No, listen, I'm with you. I'm giggling because I'm so much with you when I say to people, first of all, I'm not a believer that you spin around when somebody says something in a conversation and you say, thus saith the Lord. Because a guy that doesn't believe right. in God is going to go, you know, this guy's meds are off. They're not even going to listen to you.
Yeah.
And I think that you are called to do certain things, and you speak to that group that you're in, those guys I hang around with. You know, this biblical principle that comes out, I talk to them about God. I talk to them about Christ, but I don't shove it down their throat. It's in a conversation. I'm not quoting Scripture. And I know guys who do that, and it works for them because those are the people they're hanging with, you know?
What we live by at our church is we say that good works, that is kindness, relationship, good works build a foundation or a platform of goodwill from which to launch the good news. You see, Christians who just kind of hit people over the head with their Bible sledgehammer are not following the way of Jesus. Jesus had relationship. He met with people. He ate with people. He walked, you know, wherever they went, they walked, and he talked, and he cared about people. So you've got to build a relationship.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that old saying is true. They're not going to care what I know until they know that I care. So I can't be an idiot about it. I can't just, you know, be, like you say, cramming it down their throats. We've got to care about them to the place where they're free to say, hey, tell me about Jesus. I do this every time I fly. I sit down next to somebody, I introduce myself, and they usually do, and I say, hey, I just want you to know I'm a pastor. I'm a professional theologian. I teach theology at the university. So if you have any questions about Christianity, about the Bible, about Judaism, about anything, now's your chance. Ask me anything you want. And if you don't want to ask me anything, you just want to go to sleep or read, I'll leave you alone. And more times than not, they'll say, okay, I've always wanted to know. And they'll ask something. And pretty soon we have a good conversation going.
I think you're 100% on. I've seen it in my own life. I know other guys that have seen it where they want to converse. They don't want to shove down their throats. They're always curious as to why do you guys believe or why do you do A, B, and C.
Yeah.
I've always found that to be, and it's honest and it's interesting and it can always have a good conversation. So I know you don't fall into this line, But apparently half of American pastors are worried that they're going to offend somebody if they preach on controversial topics. All I've got to say is, sweet Jesus, thank you that Jesus didn't have this attitude, right?
Well, yeah, totally. I don't think it's so much that we shouldn't, you know, that people don't want to be controversial. I think they don't really know where they stand on some of these controversies. A lot of pastors don't have their head in the sand and don't want to think about it. I will tell you this. There is a ton of pressure on pastors. I mean, just think about it. If everybody in your listening audience, Joe, actually had the opportunity to come up to you personally once or twice a week and tell you exactly what they thought about you, it does get to you. Okay, it gets to you. And I've got it made because I pastor in a church that cares about what God thinks and what the Bible says. But even so, there are theological topics, there are historical things, there are social issues that I know I'm going to talk about them. Like when Unplanned came out, I knew I was going to talk about abortion. It fit into the sermon, and I knew I was going to do it, but I also had to really think carefully about how I'm going to do this so that the emotion of it doesn't overwhelm the truth of it. And I think you got to know your stuff, and you have to know your audience. So I don't think pastors should care as much about what people think as about what God thinks. But what God thinks is that we are still going to be not argumentative. You know, we're going to be gentle even when we tell the truth. We're going to be gentle. We're going to be Christ-like. And it's difficult. It is difficult. But, guys, you know, if you're a pastor, tell the truth.
Yeah, don't shy away from the truth. You know, but in talking to some of the younger people, what they perceive us to be like, if you would, or perceive Christians to be like, is that, you know, we're gonna look at them and go, oh, you know what, you're gay, you're going to hell. Oh, you've had an abortion, you're going to hell. Oh my God, you're living with your boyfriend, you're going to hell. And it's this is what they perceive our mindset and what we're always thinking about them, because for too long, we've not taught, you know, like you say, built a relationship, taught them, talked with them, and helped them out of their situation. We're just sticking their finger in their face, you know?
Right.
And,
well, I liken it to the whole Facebook thing. People go on Facebook and just rant without relationship. And it does no good. They think it does. And there are people who are just want to be, you know, they want to be listened to, or they want to be shock jocks in their own way. If we really love people, and we see them involved in a lifestyle that is ruinous for them or in anything that is bad for them, we're going to love them enough to approach them in the best way that will somewhat ensure that they receive it. If I really care about somebody, I'm going to address them in a way that I think will help them understand, not in a way that is designed to make me look better and them to look bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a preacher, I'm going to use God's word. I'm going to bathe it in prayer. But I am going to tell them the truth, right? I'm going to be a good enough friend to tell them the truth as I see it, based on the fact that they know I love them. That's where it has to come in.
Yeah, you know, I tell people all the time, and we've only got about a minute, but you know, the adulteress with Jesus, and they were going to stone him and stone her and the whole nine yards. And I always say, remember what Jesus said to her. First of all, he said, you know, you're forgiven. Now go and sin no more. He didn't tell her, all right, well, you know, you're forgiven, so you got a clean slate. Go have some more fun. That's not what he told her.
Right.
There was forgiveness there. And you have a way out, and you have a way to, you know, to get out of whatever it is that you're in, but you got to have a relationship to get them there. Anyway, that's
absolutely,
it's over. Look, go to HaigThought.com. We'll put it up there at HaigThought.com. We'll have it up there. Hey, Pastor Haig, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate your time so much.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate what you're doing, man.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Come on back. Smorgasbord of stories in the next hour. I mean, I got a lot of good ones. You don't want to miss any of them. We'll be back in a little bit.